Vote for women.
It's a cloudy afternoon, and about 15 women dressed like they're from 1910 are marching around the courthouse in downtown Montrose. They are chanting and waving signs that say, "Vote, it counts," and "Women make a difference." Karen Connor is wearing a tricolor sash that reads, "Votes for Women."
That's why we're here, to remind people that women worked really hard to get the vote, and they need to remember that and go out and vote.
She says she's here to commemorate U.S. women gaining the right to vote 94 years ago. Many of the women have incorporated green, white, and violet into their costumes. Jean Blanding of Cedar Edge explains how the colors relate to the suffrage movement.
Colors, which are green, white, and violet, stand for G for give, W for women, and violet, vote. So give women the vote. So I trimmed my hat with white and violet and green.
Most of the ladies here are members of the League of Women Voters, a nonpartisan organization that encourages people to vote. Caitlin Schweitzer is the president of the Montrose chapter. She's dressed like Alice Paul, a leader of the women's suffrage movement.
She is an early suffragist who was on a hunger strike and force-fed, you know, by people in favor of the Wilson administration who objected to the women seeking the right to vote and have a voice in our democracy.
Why did you choose to dress up like her?
Because she just looked great despite all she had been through.
Women in Colorado gained the right to vote in 1893. That's 27 years before it happened nationally. Connor says this fact pleases her.
It makes me feel great that Colorado was ahead of the game, getting the right to vote, but Wyoming beat us.
Connor says the demonstration is about celebrating women empowerment, but they also have another message they want to get out.
It's important to vote, to have a voice in what happens in our country. If you don't vote, then you don't have a voice.
Don't forget to vote! Are you registered?
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.